Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We have started with the second chapter of Tawbah, and as we had discussed quite a few points in the introduction of this chapter, that when a person makes Tawbah, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives him a new life. As it comes in the hadith, when a person commits a sin, then a black spot forms on his heart. If he makes Tawbah, it goes away. Otherwise, it remains. And then if a person doesn't make Tawbah, the effect of not making Tawbah is that a person commits more and more sins until his whole heart becomes black. And it is explained to this extent that now he sees the wrong as right and the right as wrong. And then really it is very difficult for him to come out of that condition. So a person must not delay in making Tawbah. Whatever sins have happened from a person, he should not delay, he should make Tawbah. And that is to come out of that sin, to realize that he has done wrong, and to determine that he will not commit that sin again. Repentance, that is making Tawbah, not only obliterates sin, but also draws in a peace, tranquility, joy and divine blessing. If a person try it himself and experience it, that when a person has committed sin, he is in the displeasure of Allah. And when a person is in the displeasure of Allah, he cannot find peace and happiness. But when he makes Tawbah, then now he is in the pleasure of Allah, and he will find true peace and joy. Also here, we should not be fooled, like in the material world, Western world, what we call, or modern world, where a person just lives a free, reckless life, and just amuses himself with the amusements of this dunya, and he feels that he is happy, he is enjoying. Like now with this festive season that we are going through, how many people will take to liquor, etc., or like a person takes drugs and he goes on a high and he feels that he is happy and he is just right. But the world knows that that high is just an illusion, and it is so short-lived, and he goes into worse things after that. So like that we can understand, living just this life of dunya and being unmindful of the punishment of Allah, which can overtake a person in this world and in the qabr akhirat, and he's unmindful and he just abuses himself with things of this dunya, going on all terrible sites on the phone, etc., or anything else, amusement, having a party, all those things, laughter, joking, and thinking we are happy, that is just like a person who is taking drugs and is on a high, or a person whose mind is overtaken by alcohol, etc. It is just like that. Real enjoyment is when a person has made Tawbah, Allah is happy with him, and he gets real true enjoyment in his heart. Allah Ta'ala loves repentance so dearly that he leads his repentant servants towards the path of goodness and safety. It clearly comes, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah loves those people who make Tawbah. So we can see clearly that when a person has sinned, it comes also quite clearly explained that shaitan, when before committing a sin, shaitan tells a person, commit the sin, then you make Tawbah and it's all over and you get your enjoyment also. After committing the sin, now shaitan discourages him, tells him, you have committed such a terrible sin, where can there be forgiveness for you? Allah will never forgive you. Shaitan now does not give him the tawfiq to make Tawbah and to come out of sin. But the correct is, when a person wants to commit sin, at that time he should have the great fear of Allah Ta'ala and not commit the sin. If, however, for whatever reason he did commit the sin, then now he should have the great hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. That is the other way round from what shaitan works. Now once a person is committed sin, go and make tawbah and Allah is just immediately a person makes tawbah, Allah forgives him. And when he is forgiven, he is now in the pleasure of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And tawbah, as has been coming quite a few times, is to come out of the sin. That we don't carry on sinning, etc. We come out of it. We realize it is wrong what I have done. It was very bad what I have done. And we determine that we will not commit it again. That is tawbah. However, just the words of tawbah also. A person regularly makes tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will make it that his sins will become less. If he was committing, for example, 500 sins a day, they will come down to 300 to 100 just by the words of tawbah also. And eventually all his sins will be completely removed also. So tawbah and istighfar are two great remedies Allah Ta'ala has given us. Also a beautiful example of this is that we should never commit sins in the hope of making tawbah and getting our sins forgiven. The beautiful example of this that is given, if doctors have to make a medicine that you have the worst degree of burns, and you just apply that ointment and immediately your hand becomes right. No pain and it becomes just like it was before. No signs of the burns also. No stupid person will now voluntarily go and burn himself that I've got this ointment. That as soon as I burn, I will apply this ointment. Just like that, Allah gave us the ointment of tawbah. It does not mean that we have got this ointment now. Now we start committing sins and we say we'll just apply the ointment of tawbah and we'll come right. Really, when a person commits sins, like a person burns and how the parts of the body look after they have been burned, even if he gets a remedy reasonably, but all those parts are, or the burnt marks are still there. When committing sins, a person is spiritually burning himself also. Though we have the ointment of tawbah, but with that ointment, it should not make fool us that we commit sins. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to stay away from sins. But if we have sinned and we have sinned, then we must make tawbah. It is compulsory and we should not delay that tawbah. And then instead of going further into other sin, Allah will bring us into His obedience more and more, and we will enjoy that nur and pleasure of the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.